Slowly, almost tenderly, the alien straightened up.
"It is then true,"
he grated, releasing her hand and letting his own fall to his side. Those huge eyes stared at her, brimming with an emotion whose nature her Jedi skills could vaguely sense but couldn't begin to identify.
"I was not mistaken before."
Abruptly, he dropped to both knees.
"I seek forgiveness, Leia Organa Solo, for my actions,"
he said, ducking his head to the floor. His hands splayed out to the sides as they had been in that encounter back at the house.
"Our orders did not identify you, but gave only your name."
"I understand," she nodded, wishing she did. "But now you know who I am?" The alien's face dropped a couple of centimeters closer to the floor.
"You are the Malari Ush,"
he said.
"The daughter and heir of the Lord Darth Vader. He who was our master."
Leia stared down at him, feeling her mouth fall open as she struggled to regain her mental balance. The right-angle turns were all coming too quickly.
"Your master?" she repeated carefully.
"He who came to us in our desperate need,"
the alien said, his voice almost reverent.
"Who lifted us from our despair and gave us hope."
"I see," she managed. This whole thing was rapidly becoming unreal. But one fact already stood out. The alien prostrating himself before her was prepared to treat her as royalty. And she knew how to behave like royalty.
"You may rise,"
she told him, feeling her voice and posture and manner settling into the almost forgotten patterns of the Alderaanian court.
"What is your name?"
"I am called Kavarak by our lord,"
the alien said, getting to his feet.
"In the language of the Nogri."
He made a long, convoluted roiling noise that Leia's vocal cords didn't have a hope of imitating.
"I'll call you Kavarak," she said. "Your people are called the Nogri?"
"Yes."
The first hint of uncertainty seemed to cross the dark eyes.
"But you are the Malari Ush,"
he added, with obvious question.
"My father had many secrets,"
she told him grimly.
"You obviously were one of them. You said he brought you hope. Tell me how."
"He came to us,"
the Nogri said.
"After the mighty battle. After the destruction."
"What battle?"
Kavarak's eyes seemed to drift into memory.
"Two great starships met in the space over our world,"
he said, his gravelly voice low.
"Perhaps more than two. We never knew for certain. They fought all the day and much of the night. And when the battle was over, our land was devastated.